And what the shepherd does, he takes it and he takes the hook and puts it down and he picks up the sheep out of the crack. The thing that he could not escape himself, the shepherd brings him out. Lord have mercy now. We need to understand that some things you can't get yourself out of, but the Lord will deliver. The Hebrew word for deliver is a word that means that he snatches out by reflex. In other words, whenever I fall, it's God's reflex to snatch me, to catch me when I fall. I wish I had somebody. And so Jesus, he catches us and pulls us out of the mess that we get ourselves into. And so what he does, he pulls the sheep out. When he gets the sheep out, this is what he does. He breaks the leg of the sheep. He sets the leg back. He puts oil on the leg, and he mends it up and wraps it up, and then he don't expect the sheep to walk on his own. He picks the sheep up, lays him on his shoulder, let his head fall close to his heart so he can hear the heartbeat of the shepherd. And while the sheep can't walk, he feeds the sheep in his out of his own hand. He waters them out of his own hand. And pretty soon, the sheep forgets the fact that the shepherd was the one that broke his leg. Oh, come on and say amen. But when the sheep is put back down because of the kindness of the shepherd, he follows the shepherd wherever he goes. That's why David said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. I wish I had somebody. He leadeth me in a green pasture. Somebody say man here. And so what the sheep realizes is that once the shepherd puts me down and I can walk again, I'm going to follow him. Why? Because when I couldn't walk for myself, he carried me. When I couldn't feed myself, he fed me. When I couldn't water myself, he watered me. And so I'll follow him anywhere. Where he leads me, I will follow. Do I have anybody? Have you ever had your leg broken by the shepherd and the shepherd carried you when you couldn't walk? He lifted you out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and placed your feet on a rock to stay. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I'm the sheep that had to get his leg broke? I don't know about you, but I'm not going to lie and tell you that I've been everything I should have been, but I'm going to tell you the truth. There were some times I had to get my leg broke. I might have had all four of them broke. But he covered me every time. He washed me every time. He cleaned me every time. He fed me every time. He lifted me every. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I'm the same kind of sheep. I've been led because I've been in a place that he brought me out of. I'm following him because of all that I've been through. He was right there with me. He's a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Do I have a witness? Oh, I'm getting close to the close, yeah. Oh, glory be to his name. Look at what he says in verse 4, and I'm about to get ready to go. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We got to learn how to come before God with thanksgiving. We need to learn how to come before God being thankful. And the problem is, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. There must have been a problem. There must have been people coming in with complaints. It's too early. It's too early to be going to church. I don't feel my knee hurt. I got a headache. You know, complain. Coming into the gate, complaining. Let me tell you something about the gate. If you look at how it was set up, the tabernacle was set up in the wilderness, and you find that God positioned everybody according to tribe. And each tribe was on either side and whatever side of the tent that went around the tabernacle. Each tribe was in the place. But in the front of the temple, in front of the gate, that was called the tribe Yada, Judah. This tribe was Judah, which means...
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Philippians 4 and 13. Many of you don't even need to turn your Bibles for this one. So when you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I love this 10-word text. And for a little while, I want to speak from the subject, with Jesus, we win. With Jesus, we win. Paul says to the church at Philippi, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do. I think Paul, because he is speaking from his personal testimony of those things that he has learned to do in Christ Jesus. One of the things you're going to note in this particular chapter of the fourth chapter of Philippians, Paul talks about learning quite a bit. Because some of us need to know there are some things that is learned that concerns our behavior, our abilities, our knowledge, et cetera. There's some things that are inherent. They just, you know, they're built within us as human beings, but there are some things we just have to learn. And I like the fact that he reiterates all through the text about having learned this and learned that. Even when it came to being content, he learned how to be content. If you backed up to that ninth verse, he says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And he also deals with the fact that a whole lot of us who love this 13th verse don't fully understand what it really means. I embraced this verse for the longest and never had any idea of the depth and profundity of which this word 4:13 really holds. I just simply meant, or thought it meant, I can do all things. I could have put a period there instead of a comma, but it didn't mean that. You know, positive thinking ain't got a thing in the world to do with this. Positive reinforcement don't have anything to do with this. You're going to learn that when he says, I can do the things I can do, Paul helps us to understand that it's because I learned them.
Yes, sir. Yes. All right.
A whole lot of the things you know how to do now, you know how to do because you learned them. You learn them. They were not something that you just by happenstance did and it worked out and you kept doing it and it kept working out. No, some things may have happened like that, but the things Paul is talking about didn't work like that. So here's what I want you to understand. When it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Before I used to talk about, you know, I first of all, was personal. Can do was positive projection. All things was potential. Through Christ was the proper passage, which strengtheneth me, was the perpetual power. But listen to this. I want you to see something else. While that is true, what I missed was, and I want you to catch this, that verse 12 came before verse 13. Now, more folk know verse 13, but listen now, don't get out of 12. Don't be trying to read it now. How many of you can quote what verse 12 says before verse 13? All of you can probably, I can, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Okay, that's fine. But do you realize that verse 13 follows verse 12? And verse 12 helps us to understand the things. They're not in totality, but the things that Paul is referencing that he can do. You know, I mean, you can't do everything, but you can do all the things you've learned. Are y'all listening to me? Do you hear me? If you say you can do all things and stop right there, then that means there is nothing you can do. It almost sounds like you're God. Because God can do all things. Nothing is impossible to him. But that's not the same way to us. But a whole lot of us don't understand that scripture is connected. And you can't just take out one scripture and think that it has the total meaning in and of itself. There are some scriptures that are called standalone scriptures, that everything about that scripture that's going to be said about that scripture is in that scripture. But then most scriptures usually are connected to other scriptures to make a complete thought. Here it is again. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. After he has said verse 12. Now let's go to verse 12 and see, because he uses a triple double. A triple double like in basketball. If you have a triple double, the teams that have the most triple double usually wins the game. What Paul is saying to us, listen, read verse 12. Now go to your Bible because you can't quote it. Go ahead. Begin reading now. Notice what he said, I know. He starts off because he know it, because he has learned it. He's learned it. Now I'm trying to help us go somewhere here now. Because a lot of us quote word that does not work for us because we are quoting it without its community. In other words, when we lift out a scripture out of its context, then the text itself is without its supporting actors. In other words, if I give you a scripture that has other parts to it, and I only say that one scripture, I'm leaving out the other parts of the scripture that helps that scripture make a whole lot more sense. All right, here's what he said. I know both how to be abased. Now, there are a whole lot of folk right now who do not know how to humble themselves, They do not know how to take the low road. They do not know how to allow someone else to be the gleaming, glowing light in the room, a personality who gets the praise. They got to be the big eyes surrounded by a whole lot of little yous. They don't know how to abase themselves or humble themselves or take the least or the lowest road. He says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Now this is important because in ministry itself, you're going to learn that if you're going to be successful, there are some people that you encounter, you're going to have to take the low road. You're going to have to be low, meek, and humble. You're going to have to learn how to be abased and allow them to have what they might call the glory roll for a moment, because it's really not about you. It's about Christ. And you are his servant. You are the one bringing the message. And so listen, you learn how to be abased, but there are going to be times when you're going to need to know how to abound. You're going to need to know how to rise up to the occasion. You're going to need to know how to walk on the top road, go to the mountaintop, be on top. You're going to have to know that depending on what the situation calls for, you need to be able to go low or go high. First Lady Michelle Obama in her days said when they take the high road, when they go low, we go high. She learned that there are times the high road may appear to be the low road because you have learned how to adequately assess the situation and make the appropriate response to it. The Bible tells us, listen, you know, if a fool is arguing and so forth, you don't argue and carry on with a fool. You let him go on and say all he wants to say. Tell him God bless you and move on. You ain't got to answer him back or get down on his level and say the stuff he says, because when it's all said and done, here's what you know. God has the last word. And vengeance is the Lord. He will repay, he said. So why do you have to pay when God's going to repay him for what he's done? He said, everywhere and in all things, he has been instructed. What is instruction but learning? That's so that you might be taught how to do or not do a certain thing. I have been instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Let me give you a couple of illustrations of that. To be full. Have there ever been a time, listen, I'll never forget, I was at my other church, first church Lord called me to, and I was invited to some of the most prominent people in our church's home for dinner, etc. And I was invited to some of the most humblest and abased folk in our church. And I accepted at that time those invitations pretty much based on the fact that, you know, I loved all my members and all of them were the same. Well, they weren't all the same. And they didn't do things the same, and I had to learn that. But I went to a young couple's house. They had several children. I don't give you the number, because you might figure them out later. But but they lived in a place that wasn't the projects, but it was right next to the projects, and the community was in a low-income area, etc. But when I went to the house, I had never been there before, and when I got there, man, and before I got in the house, it was smelling good. Everything was, the aroma met me at the door and smacked me. I said, all right, at least somebody can cook now, you know. I'm thinking, I got in the house, and the aroma filled the front door and the front room. And they said, well, Reb, everything is ready. And we were waiting on you and everything. And so and then the wife called back and said, well, just give me a few more minutes. I'm going to put everything on the table. And he said, well, Reb, sit down in the living room. And God is my witness, I'm not lying, I'm not joking. Roaches started crawling all over me. And I'm trying to... You know, I'm shaking and, ooh, I'm not right. And I told them, how much longer you think it's going to be, huh? I said, listen, can you fix mine to go? I ate breakfast and I'm really not hungry, but I didn't want to not come because, you know, I wanted to show you all that. It was an occasion where I became immediately full before I became sick. Are y'all listening to me here? The situation dictated that wisdom said, you are full. All right. There's another situation. I went to a member house, and I've told you this one before. And a lovely, lovely, lovely woman. Lovely, she's going on to be with the Lord now. But had gone over to eat and everything, and she had mustard greens. I loved mustard greens, etc. And all, and she had them there. And I mean, she had just a great soul food that I laid out. I blessed the food and picked up my fork to put the first bite of greens because that was my favorite on the plate. And you ever heard of them stink bugs, the green bugs? Country folk know what I'm talking about in the greens. If you touch a green bug, that smell gets on your hand, and I don't know what it is that you can take to get it off of there. But when I saw, it was the only, it was green like the greens, but it was a light green, and it stood out among the dark greens. And I said, what is this? And so I put my fork down and I picked it out a little bit while the back was turned. Oh, Jesus, this is a bug. So I told him, I said, such and so, I said, thank you so much for going through all of this trouble. I said, but I'm not going to lie to you. I feel a little sick right now, and I don't want to eat right now and fool around and have to regurgitate all this food you pack. Would you pack this to go for me, please? I'm full. I'm trying to help somebody here now. I'm trying to help. You got to walk in wisdom now. Everybody may not do things to the level that you are used to them on. But again, that was my instance of being full. But then when it comes to being hungry, there are times you're not hungry. But then you might be at a place where someone has gone through so much to prepare something for you, and they have expected you with great anticipation, and they've done everything to the T, and it's right. And maybe you were not hungry, and maybe you didn't want to eat, but you saw with the great diligence in which they did it, you say, I got to eat something. Even if I don't eat a lot, I'm hungry all of a sudden. Oh, good. And you will discover that God will give you the capacity to eat enough to satisfy the person who went through all of that for you, to show your appreciation. I've been in those situations, but I had to learn them. You can't just go flop down in and everywhere and eat or not eat. Some things you've got to learn, because all things are lawful, but all things are not expedient.
Yes. All right, all right.
And so I learned how to be full, and I learned how to be hungry. And I enjoyed all the preparation and even the dinner that had been prepared, because I learned how to be hungry. And then it says, both to abound and to suffer need. Now here again, it's a thing that you got to learn. You can't always be the winner, and you can't always be the loser. You've got to learn how to have a balance. A balance. Used to hear old folks say sometimes, it's not whether you win or lose the game, it's how you play the game. Because I'd rather let someone else win that means more to them than winning does to me. If that's all that they have and all that they put in, and it is not that same level of expectation and desire in my heart, I don't have a problem with letting them win. Because if that's going to bless them and help them, then that's better for all of us around. All right. And then he says, you know, to suffer need. You've got to learn how to suffer need sometime. If you never learn how to suffer need, there are some people who don't turn down nothing but their collar.
All right, all right.
I mean, you can't offer them nothing, they won't turn it down. No, no, no. They act like they need everything you got to give, everything you got to do. No, sometimes, listen, it's all right, but then there are other times you've got to let folk know, yes, I do need this. Yes, I do need your help. Yes, I do need this support. You've got to learn how it works both ways as a balance and read the situation. Now, when you get through with all of these things that Paul knows, then he says, verse 13, I can do all things. All things where? In verse 12. In verse 12. Because verse 12 was there to show you the things that he knew. How to be abased, how to abound, how to be full, how to be hungry, how to abound, how to suffer need. And then he says, in other words, it should have been read like this. I can do all these things. These things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And my brothers and sisters, what you need to know is the force that helps you to do all the things you know is Christ. The proper passage. In other words, everything that you know how to do, all the things that you have strength to do, comes from Christ. As a believer, you learn how to operate in his knowledge and in his power. And when you learn how to do those things, when you know, remember the disciples say, Master, teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples. Jesus said, okay. And he told him how to pray and how not to pray. And then he gave him these words, when ye pray, say, our Father.
Yeah.
Our Father. Now, again, why? Because he was teaching his disciples to say a public prayer. A general prayer that was inclusive of all the sons and daughters of God. It wasn't a personal prayer. It was a general prayer. But it was a general prayer for the believers. The believers. And so he started them off saying it that way because he was teaching them how to pray and get a prayer through.
All right, Doctor.
Now, once they learn how to pray, they can pray anywhere at any time